We're having a special class about tefillah, and the first thing that comes to mind when we speak about tefillah is the chutzpah. Why do I think I have a right to talk to God? We have to remember that the Torah gives us this concept of tefillah. B'tzar lecha u'mitzaucha kol hatzarot ha'ile. When things go bad, so the Torah says we have a mitzvah of blowing trumpets. We have a mitzvah of davening. So we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. That's unquestionable. Do we have a mitzvah d'oraisa? Do we have a biblical mitzvah to daven every morning? That's every day, once a day. That's a machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. So Hashem gave us this fantastic opportunity to connect to Hashem. You know, there are two aspects to every relationship. There's the aspect of receiving. There's the aspect of talking back. Torah is Hashem talking to us. Hashem gives us His mitzvot. Tefillah is we're talking to Hashem. Tefillah, the Talmud calls tzorech sho. Tefillah is, what do I need? Tefillah is about life. Tefillah is where I take my life and I put it before Hashem. And on the simplest level, tefillah is sharing with Hashem what's in my heart. There are levels, and depending on a person's level, his tefillah will be representative of that. What does the word tefillah mean? What's the root of the word tefillah? So I want to leave you with a thought, which we will not expand on tonight. It seems that the root of the word tefillah is palil, to clarify. Benatan biflilim. He will pay based upon the clarification of the judges. So what's being clarified when I stand up to daven? This thought of who am I? So that's a thought that's an important thought, and we even introduce our Shmoneh Esrei with that. We begin Shmoneh Esrei with the recognition that really I'm entering a new realm here. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, I say. It's as though, how could I even approach this? Hashem opened my lips so I can enter prayer. Now, why is it that on average, when we walk into davening, we have no qualms about talking to Hashem? And not only don't we have qualms about talking to Hashem, we rarely even remember that Hashem is in the picture. We walk into davening, and we can say the words, we can say the tunes, and mean absolutely nothing. Why? So, the first reason is that we don't adequately prepare. If a person would walk into shul 1 minute before davening, and think for a minute what he's about to do, his whole tefillah would look differently. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah in Brachos, tells us we should do that. Start your day, start your davening by showing up 1 minute early. I'm not saying 5 minutes, but if we won't exaggerate, right? That's, you know, okay, but 1 minute. And I say, even if you didn't show up 1 minute early, if you could only afford a minute, meaning if you didn't show up that late that they're already by Shemona Esrei and you're still wrapping your tefillin on, assuming that they're in Bar Shalmar, assuming that you showed up a minute late, then I think it's well worth one's while to take a minute to focus instead of focusing on catching up. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tov me'at bekavana, it is better to say less psukei dezimra, but be focused when I say them. Then I'll get all of the psukei dezimra, and I'll say all of Ashrei and all the Alalukas and everything, but I won't mean a word of it. And another reason that we have a hard time being focused is that we don't know what we're talking about. Kfo ka'efer yefazer, what does that mean? He gives snow like wool. Okay, what's the big idea? We say the davening, we have no clue what we're talking about. And the cure for this, I think, is learning tefillah in small bite-sized sections. I recommend that people take 5 minutes once a week to learn tefillah. And I recommend you have a set time for it. The time I used to do it when I was your age, was Motzei Shabbos. Every Motzei Shabbos, before going to sleep, I take 5 minutes to learn one sentence in Tefillah. Not more than that. One sentence. But if you have one sentence you understand, then you always zone in to that sentence. You know, this week I'm working on that sentence. After that, zone out. Okay, don't have Kavana, fine. Chances are, you'll tell yourself, what am I? Come on, I'm standing before God. I should at least try to have Kavana a little bit more. And every week you work on another sentence, and then you'll regret forgoing the previous sentence. So this is a small way in which a person can advance. Let's begin with a little bit, you know, we'll do a smatter here and a smatter there, and we'll touch on different points within Tefillah, and maybe we'll try to have just a little bit of an approach to what's going on. So the first thing we have to understand is the makeup of Tefillah. We'll begin with the night. We know in Judaism the day begins with the night. So night is a time of danger. You can't see what's around you. The nighttime prayer really was the last time the people would get together as a community before going to sleep, going home to eat supper and go to sleep. In the nighttime Shemona Esrei, we have the regular Shemona Esrei, those 19 blessings, which at one point in Jewish history were 18, because the blessing of Tzemach David was combined with the blessing of Eli Rushalayim Ircha. They were one blessing, so they were all 18 blessings. And we also have a mitzvah to read Shema every morning and every night. So Chazal instituted blessings around that biblical mitzvah of saying Shema every morning and every night. We have the blessings that introduce it, we have the blessing concluding it, and then we have Ashkivenu. If we have more time, later we will revisit the content of those. So basically we have the biblical mitzvah of Shema, we have the rabbinic mitzvahs of the blessings surrounding Shema, and then we have the rabbinic institution of Shemona Esrei of Arvit, and then we conclude with Aleinu. We go to sleep, we get up in the morning. Before we go to sleep, we say a blessing of Hamapil, a blessing asking Hashem that our sleep be peaceful. And then when we wake up, we do the other end of the Hamapil, which is a continuation really of the blessing of Hamapil, which is the other end. You know, in Hamapil you were saying, God, you're going to put me to sleep now and take my soul up to you, to heaven. And when we wake up in the morning, we thank Hashem for giving us our soul back down. We say, Elokai neshama shenatata bi. God, the soul you put within me, Torai. Why doesn't Elokai neshama shenatata bi begin with Baruch Ata Hashem? Because it's coming off of the blessing of Hamapil from the night before. So really, Elokai neshama is the beginning of the morning. I wake up, and Hashem, thank you for the soul you put within me. Torai. That soul is pure. And let's look at what we say when we say that. Elokai, my God, it's personal. It's what I say at home in bed. It's not in shul. I clean my hands, I'm clean. Elokai, my God, nishamash natatabi. The soul that you placed within me, tehorai. What a beautiful way to start the morning. Maybe yesterday I didn't live up to my expectations. But today, I remind myself, at the core, my soul is pure. And I'll prove it to you. Ata birata, Hashem, you created it. Ata yitzalta, you fashioned it. Ata nefachtabi, you blew it within me. Ah, God blew the soul within me? I thought God blew the soul within Adam. What do I? God blows the soul within me? Yeah. We're describing our life as a replication of Adam. Just like Adam had the soul blown into him, so do I have the soul blown into me. Ata misham rabbi kirbi, and you keep that soul within me? Ata atid li telami meni. Notice how I'm beginning the morning with the recognition. I know that my life here is finite. I thank you for giving me another day. And I recognize v'ata atid litla mimeni. And within the same sentence I say, ulachzira bilatid lavo. But I know that life doesn't end when I die. I know that ultimately you'll give me my soul again. There will be a resurrection of the dead. Kol ziman shanshama v'kirbi. Throughout all this time that I have life, that you give me the soul, modani lefanecha, I give thanks before you, Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, velokei avotai, and the God of my fathers, which needs expansion, but not now, ribon kol ha'masim, adon kol ha'neshamot, master of all actions, master of all souls. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, HaMachzir Neshamot Bifgarim Mitim, who gives back the souls to dead bodies, which has a multiple understanding, right? Our bodies which were half dead when we were sleeping, and our bodies which will be dead and will be ultimately resurrected. So here you have this beautiful blessing, which really is the beginning of the morning, even though the way we set up our davening today, it's not exactly the beginning of the morning. But in essence, it is, halachically, it is the beginning of the morning. Okay. So we begin. Laila Tov, it was great to see you. We'll be in touch. We wash our hands in the morning. We make a blessing. So that is the first blessing of the mitzvos we do in the morning. What mitzvah is there to wash your hands? It's a rabbinic mitzvah. The rabbis said, you get up in the morning, wash your hands. You're starting a new day in the service of Hashem. The Kohanim had a biblical mitzvah to wash their hands and feet when they'd entered to do the service in the temple. We view our lives as a life of service. Could be you're working. Could be you're the garbage man. Doesn't matter. Life is a service of God. If you do it correctly. And it doesn't matter where you're headed for the day. Provided you're living a halachically correct life, so it's a life in the service of Hashem. So we get up in the morning, we wash our hands, and we make a blessing, thanking Hashem for giving us the mitzvah. And it's interesting that whenever we make a blessing over a mitzvah, we say, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us through the mitzvos. We view the mitzvos as the tool of sanctification. Meaning a human being has potential for holiness. But how does he reach that potential? The mitzvos help us be holy people. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. God, you made us holy through the mitzvos. What a beautiful way to look at mitzvos. Instead of saying, oh, I have so many things to do. No. Mitzvos are my key to being a holy person. And to be close to God. And that is the second understanding. Beautiful. The Avudram brings an alternate understanding. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav is from the word kiddushin. You engaged us. Just as a person who engages a girl, it's called that he is mekadesh her. So to our connection to Hashem, even the word mitzvah, the Hasidim want to say, comes from the word tzavta. Tzavta means in unison. That's the connector between us and Hashem. There was a fantastic philosophical work called the Kuzari. You've heard of it, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote it. So in the Kuzari, in the third section, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Jewish rabbi, tells the king, he tells him, one of the joys of a pious person's life is that he makes blessings. So the Kuzari looks at him and says, what a burden, what's joyful about making a blessing? So he says, no, you don't understand. The blessing is part of what connects the pious person to God. You could wash your hands in the morning and wash them with soap and wash them and rinse them and continue your day, and you did a physical act. You can make a blessing over it, and that preparatory blessing, that blessing makes the whole action into something different. Just like we said that preparation for Shemona Esrei, preparation for prayer changes the prayer. By the same token, when you make a blessing before you do an action, if you only think about the blessing you're doing, suddenly the action takes on a whole new meaning. Then we make the blessing of Asher Yotzar, thanking Hashem for fashioning us in this brilliant way where our body could take what's good out of the food and dispose of that which is unnecessary. We come to the blessing on learning Torah. According to some, this blessing is biblical. And again, the blessing about learning Torah, the first blessing is Birchas HaMitzvos. We thank Hashem for giving us the mitzvah to delve in Torah. And then we have V'harivna, a beautiful request. Hashem, please make the words of Torah sweet for us. Please make it sweet. Notice how beautiful. We don't say, oh, live an ascetic lifestyle. So suffer! Be faithful in spite of the suffering. We pray, make it sweet, Hashem. One of the keys to growing in Torah is that the Torah should be sweet. And one occasion the Talmud says, if you see a student who isn't succeeding in learning Torah, it's because his Rebbe doesn't look at him fondly. Does his Rebbe look at him with kindness? Does his Rebbe look at him lovingly? Or does his Rebbe look at him sternly? Well, if the Rebbe looks at him with austerity, so then that could be the reason why the Talmud can't learn. He could have all the potential in the world, but it depends on what kind of look he gets from his Rebbe. We daven v'harev no. We ask Hashem, make the Torah sweet. And then we daven that the Torah continue in our family and in the families of all of Am Yisrael. There's more to expand on the blessing, but we're short on time and we're trying to cover a lot, so we'll move forward. The next blessing is fantastic if you think about it. We thank Hashem for choosing us among all the nations and giving us the Torah. The uniqueness of Am Yisrael is connected to the Torah. We're unique in certain ways that are intrinsic, and we're also unique because we have a unique gift. Hashem chose us and gave us His Torah. And this is a blessing that praises Hashem, praises the Torah, and praises us. It's considered one of the greatest blessings that were ever composed. We're going to skip forward to Birchos HaShachar. We start the morning and we show appreciation for the constants in our life. One of the boons, one of the problems that people encounter in life is that they get used to things. So they don't remember to tell their mother, thank you for doing the laundry, because she's been doing it for the last 15 years. They don't remember to say thank you for the meal, because she's been doing it for the last 15 years. They don't remember to say thank you for the car, or thank you for the money, or thank you for anything else for that matter. They do remember to complain. And one of the things that tefillah is supposed to train us in is to appreciate and to break out of the rhythm. To stop and look at things and say, thank you. And so we even thank Hashem for the rooster, the alarm clock that wakes us in the morning. We thank Hashem for making us Jewish. Shelo asani goy. We don't take it for granted. How many people take it for granted? We all take it for granted. When do we remember we're Jewish? When suddenly we cannot do something. When suddenly it's uncomfortable for us. So here, every morning, we're supposed to remember and thank Hashem. Shelo asani ovid. I wasn't born a slave. Other people don't have the freedom I have. Shelo asani isha. I'm fortunate. I have more mitzvos I can perform than women do. So I thank Hashem for that as well. Pokach Ivrim, we thank Hashem for the capacity, giving us the capacity to see. It's not a given that I have that gift. Malbish Arumim, Hashem gave us clothing. Matir Asurim, Hashem took us out of bondage. You're lying there at night, you can't move. Suddenly you get up in the morning, you could move. Zokef Kefufim, giving us the capacity to straighten out. Rokah Haaretz Al Amayim, putting land on the water. Imagine if you only lived on water. Shasali kol tzoki. God gave me everything I need. I have a shirt, I have shoes, I have a hat, I have whatever I need. Hamechin mitzade gaver. Hashem, not sure how to translate hamechin. Hashem gives basis or gives guidance or gives. We'll give basis to our footsteps. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura. Girdles Israel with might, with bravery. Notice that we admire bravery. People sometimes think to be a good Jew is to be a weakling. It's to be what they call in English a neber. No, we make a blessing every morning. Ozer Yisrael b'gvura. That God girdled us with might, with bravery. Oter Yisrael b'tifara, God crowned us with glory. He gave us yarmulke. He gave us the tefillin we wear on our head. He gave us glorious mitzvos. Hanoten le'yayif koach, God gives strength to he who is tired. And amavir shena me'inai utmua me'afapai. We finally thank Hashem for passing the sleep from our eyes. And that brings us into a whole blessing in which we ask Hashem that we be accustomed to the Torah and cling to the mitzvos. And we'll pick up here in a minute.